You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan, and today we're examining what's at stake as the Senate considers comprehensive immigration reform. In that last story, we heard about the different pathways to citizenship proposed for different types of workers. One path for agricultural laborers, another for high-tech employees, and yet another for people in service jobs like cleaning hotel rooms and mopping floors. American citizens who work in these jobs can sometimes join unions and gain access to more support and political clout than they'd otherwise have. But those unions have historically had a tense relationship with undocumented workers. They're hard to organize, easy to exploit, and they're often accused of driving wages down for everyone. In recent months, several unions have weighed in on reform, and they'll continue to play a key role. From the Fronteras desk, Adrian Florido reports.
Today, Maria Elena Durazo heads the 800,000-member Los Angeles County Federation of Labor, making her one of the nation's most powerful union leaders and a key player in the ongoing immigration reform negotiations. But before her current post, she led a hotel workers' union. She says one of the hardest parts of the job was convincing workers who were in the country illegally to organize. They knew they could be easily fired, and that had a domino effect.
The fear of one group created this fear in everybody, even if their immigration status was not an issue and not a problem.
And we thank them for their courage.
I spoke with Durazo on Monday outside the Hilton in San Diego's Mission Valley neighborhood. A few union supporters were camped under a red awning on the fourth day of a hunger strike. They were protesting the firing of 15 housekeepers.
All work has dignity, and we will fight no matter what the job is, no matter who
the union says that when a new management company took over the Hilton recently, it ran all employees through E-Verify, the federal system that checks a person's eligibility to work in the U.S. The housekeepers were flagged and given a week to prove they could work in this country legally. Union leaders admit that the company had every right to use E-Verify, but because the hotel's workers were in the middle of a union drive, they claim it was retaliation. The hotel didn't have to use E-Verify. In California, it's voluntary.
They're trying to use it to fire workers at a time when the workers are organizing and want a union.
The management company is Evolution Hospitality. They refused to grant me an interview. But Sean McBurney is a vice president at the American Hotel and Lodging Association. He says that at a time when the Obama administration has increased enforcement against companies that hire unauthorized workers, hotels are at risk of penalties.
From our own standpoint, we want to know who our employees truly are, given the proliferation of fraudulent documents.
He says the union's protests against the hotel seem misdirected.
They would be put in legal jeopardy if they didn't follow the federal law.
But union leader Durazo claims that the use of a worker's legal status is a common union-busting strategy. That's one of the main reasons that the labor unions in the U.S. feel so much is at stake for them in the impending immigration reform bill. Union membership has been declining steadily for decades, but legalizing the 11 million immigrants without current legal status could be a boon for union membership and influence.
For 11 million workers to know that the boss is not going to be able to intimidate them because of their immigration status, it would bring them out of the shadows, and it will give them a lot more confidence and courage to stand up for their rights.
This at least partly explains the recent shift organized labor has taken in its position toward immigrant and guest workers. And for maybe the first time in history, that puts them in league with big business, which wants more access to immigrant labor.
Some argue that we should do a better job of educating, training, and putting our own people to work. Damn right, we should.
That's U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donahue addressing the chamber recently in Washington, D.C.
But we still need immigrants.
Last month, unions struck an unprecedented deal with Donahue's group over guest workers. Over time, up to 200,000 temporary workers would be admitted annually, depending on the need. But at the demand of organized labor, they'd also have more rights than do current guest workers. They would not be bound to a single employer. They'd earn prevailing wages, and they'd be allowed to pursue permanent legal status once here. Reform will also likely mandate a program like E-Verify to check new workers' legal status. Maria Elena Durazo says labor can support an E-Verify program.
That is fair, that has reliable information, and that is just not used in a way to assert power against those workers.
Those agreements are expected to be part of a proposed Senate bill for comprehensive immigration reform, expected any day now.